open the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. We have one item on the agenda, a work session on a federal grant application for tsunami hazard mitigation. The LFO presentation, please.
Chair Devlin, members of the committee, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries is requesting authorization to apply for a grant for the National Tsunami Hazard Mitigation Program through the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The grant is in the amount of $436,255 for continued work on tsunami hazard mitigation programs.
Okay. Would the agency come forward?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, while they're coming up, I just wanted to say that today is University Day in the Capitol, and my good friends at Oregon State are down there giving free blood screening and diabetes testing. Not the first people in the Capitol that have asked for my blood, but I think probably the most practical use of it so far, and I'd encourage everybody to swing by and get some testing done. It just takes a moment.
Did you do that before or after you ate the voodoo donuts that I think Portland
they give you? I gave blood, and then they offered me donuts.
Okay, all right.
And was there actually blood in that finger?
It hasn't all been drained out, Senator Dembro.
And why are public tax dollars being, I hope not, being used to pay for voodoo donuts?
That would be a PSU question.
I have Bill's representative to discussion. Get rid of all the That's advertising swaggy stuff. If you'd like to work on that in 17 with me, I'd be happy to bring that bill back again.
That does not include all the Ducks paraphernalia that they make so much money off of. Okay, we will get down to the business of the committee. Please bring in your presentation.
Co-chairs Devlin, Co-chair Taylor, and members of the committee, my name is Brad Avey, Director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. With me today is Ian Maiden, Chief Scientist for the Department, to assist with questions. We're here today to request approval to apply for a NOAA grant that is under the National Tsunami Hazard Mitigation Program, and we would be applying in partnership with the Office of Oregon Emergency Management. Objectives under the grant include maintenance of the Oregon Tsunami Clearinghouse website, implementation of hospitality industry safety measures, beat the wave tsunami evacuation speed and route modeling in Pacific City, support for countywide excavation evacuation drills, modeling for tsunami inundation up the Columbia River, and maritime evaluation of a provided guidance material. This work will provide leadership and strategic support for building a resilient Oregon coast and maintaining local outreach programs, coordinate mitigation actions, and provide a central repository for tsunami mitigation information. With that, are there any questions?
Any questions from the committee? Yes.
I believe you said, and just for the record, there is no match required.
That's correct.
And then when, if granted, would you anticipate the funds be available and the work would start?
The period of the grant would be from September of 2016 for 2 years through August of 2018.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion? An LFO recommendation?
Chair Devlin, members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approving the request with the understanding that if the grant is awarded, the department may need to return to the emergency board to request additional federal fund expenditure limitation.
Okay. Anything from the Department of Administrative Services? Or?
We join the LFO recommendation.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
A motion that we accept the grant, federal grant application for tsunami hazardous mitigation.
Any objections? Oh, Representative Clinton's here to vote with us. Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. Just one announcement. Oh, a carrier. I would guess. I only have two full members on this, and your tsunami situation is not quite as severe.
At this point.
So, Representative Gomber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be happy to carry that. And if the tsunami reaches me, I'll be moving over to Senator Hansel's district and living with him.
If the Cascadia subduction zone goes, I may have beachfront property.
Okay. Well, with that, this concludes our motions carried. Carrier has been assigned. Concludes our work for today. Our timing was a little bit off. We will not have a meeting next Tuesday, but we will have a meeting next Thursday when I have to be back here in this committee. It could have been the other way around. But we will not have a meeting on Tuesday. We're adjourned. Meeting on Tuesday.